Kelly Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Blog Talk Radio sucks. Now I don't have direct connect, so I'm having to use my cell phone. You know, the last few times, I don't know. Do I need to even continue with this? It's so annoying, people. But I am here to serve you and Eric and, of course, our lovely Michelle Gray, who is our channel today. And we are going to devote everything, the entire hour, to the people we love, you guys. Hi, Eric. Yes. I love you. And hi, Michelle Gray. I love you, too.
Eric says, hi, Mama. I love you. And I love you, too, Elisa. And it's funny because I got to tell you, when the music comes on, my heart chakra starts to just flow. And Eric, I can feel Eric, like, rocking side to side to the music.
Oh.
Like, he's happy. And this really is for you guys today because, Eric, when we're talking about what we're going to do, it was a no-brainer. Eric just said, let's connect. Let's connect. I want to talk to everybody. There's so much going on. Yeah.
Yeah, it's totally true. These are very difficult times, and people are confused. Mm-hmm. Some people are getting depressed. I mean, it's very difficult for a lot of people. So without further ado, and by the way, everybody, wish Michelle Gray a very fun vacay tomorrow. She's going to go have a vacation for the day with the fam. So everybody say, have a good
Canada
time.
Canada Day.
All right, let's see.
Happy Canada Day to all the Canadians. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Let me see here. We have somebody from the 502 area code. Let's unmute that person. Hello. How are you doing? Can you hear us? Uh-oh, they dropped. Maybe they'll call back in. Something must have happened. It's probably blog talk. We got somebody here from the 447-984, blah, 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 long number. Maybe it's a Skype number. I'm not sure. Hi there. How are you?
Hello?
Hello. Are you there?
Hello. Can you hear me?
So we can hear
Hi.
You. Who is this?
Hi.
Who's calling?
Oh, my God. Hello.
Yeah. What's your first name?
Jessica.
Okay, Jessica, what can we do for you?
I was wondering if my Nan Florence has a message for me.
Your Nan, did you say Florence?
Florence, yeah, in particular about Chris.
Okay,
what was the last thing you said, Jessica?
In particular about Christopher, but any message that she has
who's
for me
Christopher?
Would be great. Someone that I know that's going through trouble.
Okay. Florence, what you got for advice about Chris?
I'm getting a very intelligent energy coming in, like a very wise energy. like this must have been somebody that everybody went to for information, or she had gone through a lot of stuff in her life that helped make her very wise, because the arms are coming right out. Like I'm ready to talk to you. I'm ready to give some information. And what's happening to Christopher right now is, as she's saying, is a turning point. That sometimes things can feel very heavy and very confusing. There's something she's also showing me, like there's some sort of a roadblock. So it's Christopher. She's putting a box around Christopher, like Christopher keeps turning in different directions and getting roadblocks or has to try and work out of something. Because what she says is there's going to be opportunity for change that's coming ahead. There's also to look out for. There's somebody that's going to help Christopher, but can you just give me a little information? Is Christopher, is this related to something like a substance or something that he's going through?
Yeah, kind of like addiction,
Addiction, okay. Because what she's saying is there's a helping hand that's coming through, and this is also self-medicating, she says.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of shame that he's holding on to deep down inside.
Yeah.
And she says the forgiveness has to be for himself first. to understand that he's not bad for what he's been going through, and to look back into how he felt when he was younger, and to really understand who it is around him that's there to support him. Because there's some people that are not the best for him, but he does have support as well. Is this Nan related to Christopher? Because there's a connection there. There seems like some sort of connection. No.
No.
Well, she's aware.
Maybe
she's
connection like soul family.
Well, she's very tender towards him.
Oh, tender. So, what is it? Is it an opiate problem?
No, it's a sexual addiction.
Oh, okay. All right. You know what?
Yeah.
Why don't you look into soulhappy.com? You know, because it goes right to the subconscious, this program, and it's extremely inexpensive, and you have it forever. So it takes the traumas that are in the subconscious, which is like 99%, okay, of the iceberg, and the little tip is your conscious, and it just takes care of it. I've done it, and you can do it again and again whenever a trauma comes up. It might really help him a lot. It's fascinating. So go to soulhappy.com, and I think they give a big discount if you're, say, you're from Chilling Eric. I've done it, and it's really helped me a lot. Look at the intro.
Eric just wants to say that there's recovery in this. That there's recovery in this, and he's just saying that to keep going forward, because he said he's putting his hand up to his chest saying that he feels the heaviness.
Oh, God.
So he just said that there is recovery. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's reassuring.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah. All right.
Cool.
Well,
call
back and let us know how he does, okay?
I will do. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jessica.
You're welcome. Bye, Jessica. Oh, 502 area code came back again. Yay. You're
good.
Back. We lost you.
Hello, how are you?
Hi
all?
Hi there. We're fine. What's your first name?
My name is Melody.
Melody. Have you called before? Okay. All right.
Maybe.
What you got for us?
I have been feeling very drained. I'm an empath, so I'm feeling all of this going on, as everybody is. But I'm feeling very stuck, and like the life has been sucked out of me. So I wanted to see if anyone could pick up on anything.
Yeah, there could be a negative entity attached. You know, I wonder if a lot of people, their vibration's gotten so low that negative entities take it as an opportunity to attach. But okay, I digress. Go ahead, Eric. What's
going on? Eric just says to you, Lisa, he just says, yeah, Mom, he says that sometimes that can happen, but this is not what's happening to Melody.
Good.
He says that, first of all, so Melody, the very first thing he brings up is the energy that comes out of you is coming out for other people. He says that there is, I don't know who it is because there's more than one, but he's showing me in multiple direction, and it may not be something that you are always doing consciously, but it's trying to fix and take care of other people. And he says a piece in you right now that he says, okay, he says, get really, really strong in what it is that you want to do, because there's some of the actions that are happening that are like, I'm going through the motions to do this because it's easier to do this than to listen to the flack, because you know differently of what you want to do. And he says, this is part of what your soul is going through right now. When you feel that drain, that's because you're feeling are not aligning with the higher self, and the higher self wants to align right now. So Eric said, look around in the areas of your life where you can balance yourself out. Where can you step up and be yourself and not be living for everybody else? Because when you start to tighten that up, he says, you're going to also not only gain some more energy, but you're also going to be in your life that are going to help shift you in a new direction. He says, you, girl, are getting ready for some changes. He says, and this is a good thing. So when you feel this way, he says, don't feel that things are wrong. This is more about pointing to the direction of what things are or what is right in your life.
Okay, that made so much sense. You have no idea. And I'm sorry, I'm a first-time caller. So I believe, who is Eric?
Oh, Eric is my son. He's a spirit guide.
Okay,
wow,
I had a feeling
here.
That he, I didn't know. But I had a feeling when
channeling,
you were saying.
Check out Channeling Eric, E-R-I-K, the blog.
Okay.
.com. And, you know,
okay.
Reach out. You know, there's a Channeling Eric blog members group on Facebook, a Channeling Eric prayer and support group. But, you know, I want to help you, okay? Us girls got to stick together. So if you need anything, you know, email me at emedhus, E-M-E-D-H-U-S, at gmail.com. Now, know
Hold on, if you don't mind, I want to write on this.
And I want everybody to know that. Gave up a career as a physician. And I don't make a profit from any of this. In fact, it costs a lot of money. So what I'm saying is my motivations are very pure as far as when I want to reach out and help you. Okay?
Okay. And do you mind to give me that? Do you mind to give me that email address again?
Yes. E as in Echo, M as in Mama, E as in Echo, D as in Delta, H as in Hotel, U as in Unicorn, S as in Sierra, at gmail.com. All right, girl. Hope.
Okay, thank you.
I'm here, Melody. Eric,
we're all here for
Eric
you.
Eric is bugging me.
You help her too.
He is. He will not leave me alone. He's like, tell her. He wants you to know that he directed you tonight. So
I was
that makes
you.
Sense.
Okay.
Why?
And he says,
is he a spirit guide at first?
He's working with it because Melody has ability, and there is changes happening. He says, you're about to blow right open. He wants to let you know that you're right there. He says, go right to the website. He goes, get in contact with my mom, get in contact with everybody else, because he's going to be working with you. So,
I was actually on hold with another show that I was interested in, and something made me like hang up from on hold and call you guys.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's Eric. He's
really
pesky.
That's
okay.
Eric.
Okay. He's real.
Yeah.
Taking a pest to the point of annoyance. But anyway,
thank you all so much. I will look
this
up and go to the and I'll email too. Yes. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
later,
Melody.
Girl. Bye.
Okay.
Bye, Melody.
Bye.
That is so cool. Eric, you're so wonderful to help her.
That's so sweet.
I just
love you.
Oh.
He's all smiles.
Okay. You know, I was sitting there talking about how we should just stop the radio show because I'm so irritated with Blog Talk, but it's caused like the last two that make it very difficult for me.
I know.
Have somebody from the 561 area code. Hi there.
Hi, Elisa. It's Martha from Florida.
Hey, what you got for us, girl?
Hey, no, wishing happy travels to your channeler. Wishing you all the best.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to know if Eric has any messages for me from either my dad or my friend Beth.
What's your son's name again?
First name?
My name is Martha. Yeah.
From Florida.
And what's your son's name?
Yes.
Also from Florida.
My friend's name is Beth.
Oh, friend's name. Sorry, Beth. Okay.
It's Beth.
Beth.
Okay. Beth and also your dad, you said, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyone.
Do you have a piece of jewelry of Beth?
No.
Is there anything or from your dad? Did your dad give you jewelry? Because they're showing me a piece of jewelry.
Yeah, I have my dad's wedding ring, yeah.
Okay. So it's your dad that's coming through first? Okay. The first thing he says is just, he's saying hello to you. He's also letting you know that he's relaxing. You must be thinking about him, wondering what he does or if he's around, because he's letting you know that he's relaxing, that he's having a great time. Not that he was a golfer, but he is showing me golf courses, or he's showing me like open areas with big fields. But then over to the side is a golf course as well.
A farmer.
A farmer. Okay, the open field.
I got that right away. I thought ranch or farm.
He's relaxing and he's got his feet up because I was like, okay, you're not golfing. It's like you're watching the open field or you're looking at the open field. So he wants to let you know that he's well, that he's doing well. And then there's something, are you moving or did you just move?
No. No to neither. I've been here in my house for 20 years.
Have you? Okay. He's showing me boxes. Sometimes that can mean moving, but also sometimes it could mean change, changing direction.
Well, what is it, Eric?
Eric, packing something
Eric,
up.
Help.
Let's see.
Yeah, Eric, what does that mean? Packing up a situation or what's he trying to say? What's your father's first name?
Zoilo. Z-O-I-L-O.
Zoilo.
Oh,
okay,
Zoilo.
Cool. So what's Zoilo trying to say by presenting graphics of pictures of images
that,
of boxes?
Oh, okay. He says to step outside of the box. Step outside of the box.
Talk.
So he's talking Quit about
with
there
the
being...
symbols.
Sometimes the symbols is the way they like to do it. I don't know. I just say do it in whatever way is the easiest for you. But Eric is just adding to this thing that to think outside of the box right now. There's
about
something
what?
About patterns. There's patterns in your life. I don't know if you're feeling a little bit mundane or just kind of doing the same thing because it's definitely outside of the
involving.
Box. There's a little more for you.
Is it involving activities that she does, relationships,
it's involving,
work?
It's excitement. It's something to give her some excitement.
Okay.
I keep hearing playtime, having a little more play.
Oh,
and I, your friend Beth, have had a real good laugh with Beth because I can hear laughter. I can hear some sort of laughter. And because as soon as I said play, I could feel that energy coming in on the right-hand side. And can hear the laughter. So I'm not sure, Martha, what's going on in your life right now, but both your father and Beth and Eric are suggesting that you look at something for yourself, not always for everybody else, and to look a little bit outside of the box to have a little more fun, a little more excitement, and change some of the patterns in your life.
Yeah, maybe you should, book a session with Michelle. She's so awesome. And I think she's tapped into something with you and Beth and your dad and Eric. So just think about that. Okay, darling?
Okay, nice. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you, Elisa.
Sure,
thanks,
darling.
Martha.
Bye, Martha.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Martha from Florida. She's called in before. She's a lovely, lovely woman. 978 Erie code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi, Elise.
Hey.
Hello.
Who you be? Who are you?
Monica from Massachusetts.
Oh, Monica.
Monica.
I know you. What you got for us, girl?
I could have swore I just heard Eric say muted or something like that. But anyway, I am calling in. I've been taking care of my sick mom. I just want to know if I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do and what I can do to help her more. She has cancer. She's 86.
You've called about this before, right? I think.
No, it was about my husband, somebody's Larry, who passed away. Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, listen.
So, my mom,
hear the recording.
Her name is Lucy.
Her name is Lucy. We need to see if Eric left an EVP saying muted or unmute. He probably, sometimes you say unmute or you're muted or whatever. All right. Or he'll say, hey, you just got unmuted. All right. Go ahead. What you got for us, Eric?
Lucy, is your father in spirit? Because I could feel a male energy that's connected
to
your mom.
Yes, her husband. Her husband passed away 27 years ago.
Okay. Mm. All right, because I could feel him there, too. The very first thing that Eric is saying is about taking care of yourself. It is very important to keep yourself going. He says that... You are doing the very best you can to keep her comfortable, and that sometimes, because he's talking about your heart, that it makes you feel that sometimes you're not doing enough because she's in pain. She does have pain and discomfort. And he's saying that part of her journey is this experience, as hard as it is to watch, as hard as it is to witness. Mm. He wants to let you know that she has not only her husband with her, but she also has angels around her. He says that you have the ability, we all do, you have the ability to be able to send her light around her. He's talking about putting green energy around her, calling on Archangel Raphael. And what that will do is help give her some peace. It helps give her some peace with the pain, with the discomfort. Okay. He says that your love, your care, and your concern is out of this world. He says you're doing a fantastic job. He says there's, I know how hard it is. And he's just, as he's saying, I know how hard it is. And it's so hard to watch people that we love suffer. But he says you are all protected.
Is she in as much pain as it seems to, you know, as it seems that way?
He says it's harder for Lucy than, he says it's not that mom's not in pain. She does have pain, but he says that it hurts Lucy's heart 10 times more when she sees it. And that's why he wants to let her know the angels are there to help with the pain.
Well, is she partly out of her body when she experiences pain so she doesn't suffer as much?
She does go in and out of her body. She travels, so I don't know if it's in, Eric shows me during her sleep. So is she restless during sleep, or does she get restless? Like, I can see her going side to side, because Eric says she does go out of her body quite a bit in the night.
Oh, okay, good.
And she says she sees things. She's been waking up seeing things, so.
Yeah. She's got a lot of spirit around her. Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
All right,
thank you,
guys. Good luck, darling.
Yeah, love you.
Love you. All right, love you too. Okay, let's see. Oh, bless her. What a humanitarian. What a good soul Lucy is, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We have somebody from the 509 area code. Hi there, how are you doing?
Hi, Lisa. It's Barbara from Washington.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm good. Great. Last time I asked you to ask my ex-husband Marvin if he had a message for me or the children. He said my child first, and then he said, you want to know what I know of Barbara? So this time I'm hoping that he understands. I'm asking if he wants to say anything to me.
What's his name, Barbara?
Marvin.
Marvin.
And how is he related to you?
He's my ex-husband.
Okay, got it. Okay.
The father of my children.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, he's calling you Sweet Cheeks.
He's calling what?
He's calling.
He's saying,
what?
He's saying, how's it going, Sweet Cheeks? He's saying hello to you. Yes. With a little bit of a sense of humor to him.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm Cherokee, so I have high cheekbones.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
he is saying that. You have grandkids, or is there a new grandchild?
Yes, there is, Brody.
Oh, okay.
How old is he?
He is going to be 6 this month. He's adorable.
He's waving at the baby.
Oh.
Waving at the, and just acknowledging. Wants to let you know that he is part of the family. That no matter what happened on Earth or what goes on between us, he wants to let you know that he's aware of what's going on. He's very much a part of your life. And he's also saying to you that he's proud of you. So whatever you've done that's new, because he's saying the steps that you've taken or the steps that you're taking, he's proud of you.
I'm back with our children. I've been estranged from them, and they've let me watch their grandson Brody for the last 4 years. So,
oh,
yeah.
Thank you so much.
That's what he's proud of. Something new. Oh
yes.
My God.
Yes, that's great.
Wonderful
yeah.
validation.
That's
great. Yeah,
that's
great.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, darling.
Thanks, Barbara.
Bye.
Bye, Barbara.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh. All right, we got somebody from the 447-521, I don't know, Skype number maybe. Hi there, how
yeah,
are you?
Skype number. Hello, I'm fine.
Oh.
Hey. So
who's this?
My question is, it's Ross.
Wait,
it's your dude from the UK.
What's your name again? Because I know.
Raphael.
Raphael? Oh, Raphael.
Oh, Raphael.
Yes, I remember you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I
call
like
for,
every
dude?
Couple months.
No, it's good.
I just wanted to ask if Eric's got anything to say about stuff. You know, nothing specific,
okay.
Just if you have any message or something.
All
something
right,
important that I may be not overlooking or something.
Okay,
good.
Let's see what Eric's got going on. Okay, the first thing he brings up is about your confidence in yourself. Because he's just saying that, he goes, keep pulling out what's down inside. He's pointing to there's a little treasure down inside you, and he says, you've been working at it, but he says, pull it right out. He also is saying that when opportunities come to you, don't be afraid to jump on them. And he says that there's a lot of good stuff going on in your head, a lot of dreaming, and he says, how can you put focus into this? How can you make this reality? He says being confident in yourself, being confident in your abilities, and he says your talent. He goes, where do you want to go with that? How big do you want to dream it? Because he says there's a piece of you inside that says, I'm not sure that I could actually do this. And he says you can do it.
I'm talking
about spiritual
gifts.
Wait, no.
Yeah, I don't know.
Talking about
it's
talent.
It's about the natural thing. Yes, it's about music. It's a natural thing.
Oh,
he's talking about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, natural ability, he says. Natural ability. He says.
But sometimes, but like sometimes I feel like I need to take breaks from it. Like no matter what I do, I just don't feel like going into it. I need to just completely be. But for example, for now, in the last week, I just can't bring myself close to it. It feels like I need to be apart from it for a while because I'm not really feeling it, you know,
yes.
If it makes sense.
And that's what he's saying about this is, it's the work on yourself inside. So the music is something that you're naturally talented with, but he says this is about you. This is about how you feel about yourself inside. This is about how, because he's talking about integrating yourself, integrating your, he says, bringing together the pieces of yourself, the shadow pieces of yourself, he says, is the way that we would describe it, and being confident in who you are. He says, everything else will naturally fall into place.
Well,
but
how did you do
okay,
that?
Okay, so all this is fine when I take a break, when I feel like I need to
oh,
focus
yes.
on something else. Everything is timely.
I do that with writing.
That's,
oh,
we
you
all
have
do
to.
That.
Yeah.
Yes, I've been
creative
flow,
people
Eric
have
says.
To do that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, otherwise
all
you
right.
can't see the forest for the trees. So give
that's
him
right.
one practical step to, you know, taking those shadow pieces and integrating that or feeling more confident about his ability, his himself or whatever. Give me one
Eric
positive,
says,
I mean, one practical thing.
To start out, Eric says, write some journaling. He says, start writing. He says,
oh, you know, I'm so lazy, dude. You know, I'm so lazy with that stuff. I just can't bring it
up. He said five things that you're positive about, two things that you want to work on.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, Ravi, I just watched on Gaia this on a series called Microdose, which is very short little tidbits, like a 7-minute thing about lucid dreaming. And people can learn to lucid dream And the benefits are amazing. I can rewire your brain, but also you can lucid dream and you know, work on your inner conflicts or relationship problems or practicing abilities.
Not easy. I tried so long to do that. It must be so cool, but I just couldn't do it like consistently.
Well, this microdose thing, and I'm going to post it eventually. Gives you specific steps, and there are actually teachers that teach people how to astral travel. A lot of sports, athletic people, I mean, you know, famous star, what do you call it? They learn to astral travel so that they can, you know, they practice their motor memory and all that kind of stuff, and they actually do better. Anyway, we'll get into that later. All right, Raphael.
All right.
Stay tuned for that, okay?
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I love his accent. I love a man with an accent. Okay, so we got somebody from the 651 area code. Hey there.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, darling. Who is this?
This is Lisa.
Oh, yeah, Lisa. You've called before, right?
I have.
Yes. I mean, we've got a few Lisas, but I recognize your voice. What you got for us, girl?
Okay, I was wondering if Eric could share some light on about the way I've been feeling lately. I've been feeling a touch of vertigo, and before then, I have been suffering from a pinched nerve for a whole week. The pain is terrible. So can you give me an insight on that?
Okay, let's see here, Lisa. Where's the pinched nerve, Lisa?
In my neck.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And the pain radiates down my arm.
Lisa, have you started taking any medication?
I have.
Because Eric is directing to the medication, and he's saying that I guess the best way to explain it is like there's an imbalance. Because is it vertigo when you sit up or when you lean your head back?
When I'm sitting up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, benign positional vertigo. Look that up, darling. Benign positional vertigo. Anyway,
okay.
I won't go into it for the sake of time. But okay, go ahead.
Yeah, he says it's part of it is the medication, and he's like showing it being out of balance, like slightly being out of balance. And I get the feeling that you're not going to be on this medication forever. Doesn't feel like something you're going to be on. Yeah, because he says it'll go away, that it's something that will adjust itself with the medication.
Good.
But then he also says it's going to be, like you're going to be off of it as well. It's not going to be something you're on forever and ever, but he says it's a side effect of it. He says to try and when you're getting up, when you're moving, to try and keep your head. He's showing it to try and keep focused on something.
Okay.
Like look at something and try and keep your head straight and just take it easy when you stand up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just to help yourself, but he is.
Yeah, you'll see.
Rebalance itself.
Yeah, when you read about benign positional vertigo, you will see there's something called Berenice maneuver where you turn your head to the side and whatever and sit up and the doctor looks and sees if you have nystagmus, like your eyes going back and forth. Anyway, so you'll learn about that. So what is the cause of her pinched nerve? Is there some spiritual basis? Like somebody's a pain in the neck in her life or what?
I have a few of those.
He's showing there's areas where she feels restricted. It has a connection to restriction and restriction in some relationship. And he's also saying carrying
it could
a
be
load,
the relationship
like
with
carrying,
yourself.
That's very true because he says, Lisa, that you're carrying more than your share. And he doesn't mean that just physically, like taking on responsibilities, like,
absolutely.
Taking on more than what's meant for you. And he says, this is something, he goes, my dear, he goes, this is something for you to slow down a little bit and to really assess what's yours and what's not yours. He says, I know it's hard because you're the type that really just wants to get things done, and you do take it on, and you tend to not complain about it. But he says, really look at things and take a little time for yourself, because the physical manifestations will start to slow down as you start to have a little discernment through what really is yours and what is other people's responsibilities.
Okay.
Yeah, also look up physical therapy exercises for that sort of thing, for next thing.
Okay.
And there's some very good ones. All righty, girl.
All right. Thanks, Elisa, Michelle, and Eric.
Sure. You're welcome. Love you. Bye.
Love you, too. Okay. Okay, we got somebody from the 213 area code. Hi there.
Hi. I'm not sure if that's me.
Oh, that is
Hello?
You. And what is your name?
Hello. Hi. Okay, my name is Lisa. This is my
Hello,
second
Lisa.
Call.
I'm Lisa. I'm telling you, we
Hi.
Get Lisas all the time.
I called last week. And
oh, yes.
Now I
okay.
This is my second time. I'm calling to see. Last year, I totally lost I woke up and I lost the hearing in my right ear. And I'm just wondering, what is the cause of that? Or actually, is it spiritual? Is it a soul contract?
Good question. Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
What,
here.
Eric?
And will it come back? I'm sorry.
Is it okay now?
No, I have tentative.
Still have it. Oh, will your hearing come back? Okay, got it. Sorry.
So yes, you have some, are you getting some sound in there? Like, is it like a muffled, I don't want to make the sound, but is there some
buzzing.
Sound there?
Like I get buzzing, humming, okay. Stuff like that.
Okay, well, first of all, Eric is pointing to, there is a soul contract to this. I'm just trying to see what he's saying about it. He's also saying that the hearing will come back, but he's not showing it being completely clear. Did you have something occur to you back in childhood? Did you have an accident or something on that side of your body? Is it the right-hand side that your ear is having this problem?
Yes, it's the right-hand side.
So he keeps pointing back to something in childhood, like an event that's taken place, and this is connected to it. There's multiple layers to this. It's not just one thing. He's not pointing it out as something like this means this. It has something to do with your spiritual evolution. It is manifesting itself physically, but it's also connected to ascension, to your ascension.
Yeah, I hear
and
that people
you...
do that. I hear
yes.
that there's very often, yeah, that with ascension that you get like stuffiness in the ears, the decreased hearing, buzzing. Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
But he's also saying, so you had a visit or something occurred. Because he's showing me some sort of an accident or something happened on your right-hand side when you were younger, and there was something, it's spiritual, and it feels like angelic, some sort of an angelic vibration that was with you, and this is the return of that vibration. This is the return of that happening in this time. And are you opening up spiritually? Like, are you going through something right now that you can recognize? Are you awakening?
Mom. I'm trying, yes, I am. Something occurred to me, like it said it was my higher self, and I've been researching it and meditating and trying to figure this out.
Because Eric says it's not something that's wrong. Like, you'll go to the doctor, and they're not going to find anything. Like, they could medicate you. They could do all kinds of things. They'll be like, we don't know what this is.
Yeah,
did you have some accident when on the right side, even if you – maybe you were even an infant and don't know about it, but –
When
I carried my babies, almost all the time, I have banged my kids' heads when I carry them when they're infants into door jams. This is awful. But
I've done it too.
Not real hard, but knock some sense
into
them.
I have no idea. Okay. So Eric doesn't age around when that occurred.
He's showing like in childhood, so it would be between 6 and 12, and I'm actually getting the image of a bicycle, so it could have been something as simple as falling off your bike. It doesn't have to be something
I built a ramp, and I tried to jump like my brothers on my bicycle, and my front wheel hit the couch, and I crashed on the ground. The bike fell on me.
Yeah.
Well, that could be it. Yeah. It doesn't have to be a devastating injury, but yeah.
Nope, not at all. Sometimes these things are like little blips that happen, and you had a visit. So around that time, you had an angelic visit, but this is, you're connected to the angelic realm. So you've got like a vibration that goes in that direction. And this is your higher self, so you're coming into alignment. The more you search for yourself, so the more that you follow what your heart desires, what you're interested in, and awaken spiritually, you'll find that this will start to level itself out. You are going to start to experience, Eric says, like some humming or some buzzing that's going to feel a little bit different. As your vibration rises, it's going to change. You're clairaudient. Eric says that you can hear spirit very clear, so that you have the ability
that's awesome.
Of hearing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. That's something to look forward to because I don't now.
Yeah.
Wow, thank
you. Oh, it's coming. All right. Good luck with
you.
So much.
Thank you.
Bye. Excuse me. Okay. Let's see. We've got somebody from the 251 area code. Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hi. I was wondering if Eric had any messages for me.
Well, what's your name?
Cody.
Okay. Cody, what you got for Cody? I mean, Eric, what do you got for Cody?
Okay. Oh, okay, so Eric's saying hi to you, Cody. Do you talk to Eric? Because Eric wants to tell you, first of all, that he hears you.
Well, I've tried a couple of times. I've meditated and tried to, like, connect, but I haven't really made the full leap, I guess. Maybe something is holding me back or something. I'm not sure.
Well, because what he's saying is he wants to let you know that he hears you. He also wants to let you know that when you have called upon him, and he says it's not necessarily by your conscious, hey, Eric, come on over here, but your intention. So you've connected with either something you're hearing about Eric or reading something about Eric, and you think about him because he's saying, I hear you, I'm connecting with you. And he is encouraging you to continue to work on your spiritual ability, to continue to work on yourself, because he says that you have ability, you have mediumship ability, and he says that there's a little bit of fear deep down there or some doubt in feeling that you can actually do it. And so he's saying to work on that doubt and to keep walking through, because when you said meditation, my energy went right up. And he's like, keep doing that. Keep working on that.
Good.
Even if you think that, okay, I can't get things to shut off. He goes, there's many different ways to use with meditation. It can be a little bit of music. It can be staring into a candle and just kind of zoning out a little bit, because he is around you. He is assisting you. And he says that if you intentionally call him in, he'll let you know he's there.
Well, can you play a nice little prank? Not something scary, like, you know, hovering over her. Hovering over her, she wakes up, opens her eyes, and boom. Huh?
And I feel that this is for you, Cody. And I got to say it because he's making me say it. But as I've been sitting here, Eric's been letting out some pretty rotten stink bomb smells. And he does that once in a while.
That's what you're going to get.
And so that's what you're going to get. So when you smell something like that, you know that it's Eric around there. And he just does it to let you know it's him. It's
gross.
Well, we've got 5 cats and 3 dogs, so it'll be hard to tell who it was.
Oh, well, make it something like dirty socks or something that doesn't smell like an animal, Eric.
Yeah,
or cigar or cigarette smell.
Dirty socks. You can do skunk, too. Pretty nasty, but, yeah. Cigars,
all
right. Smoke smell is another one he does, too.
Yep. All right, thanks for calling in. I know with one of the blog members, every time he was in his car passing the police station, Eric would fill the car with the smell of pot. So I was like, okay, let's see. We got somebody from the,
Oh, yeah, 847 area code. Hi there. How you doing? Are you there? 847 area code?
Hello.
Oh, hi.
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 I'm here.
Who
is this?
This
is Sharon from Illinois.
Hi, Sharon from Illinois. What you got for, sweetie?
Hi. Thank you so much for allowing me in. And I have a question. If Eric has a message for or advice for my 17-year-old great-niece, Amaya. She's experienced sleep paralysis for about 10 years or so, and she feels there's a presence around her and over her that frightens her. She does see spirits at times. Mm. She's very much in fear, though, and doesn't know how to address it, and was even fearful of me calling and asking.
I will tell you that it's very common for adolescents to have sleep paralysis because they tend to, and younger kids too, astral travel a lot more than us adults do. And that's part of the thing you get. It's like, you know, you get sleep paralysis, but go ahead. I might be wrong.
Okay. Yes. Well, she sees spirits at times. Often they frighten. Oh God, I'm sorry. My dogs are following me.
Don't worry about it. Often they
frighten her, and although our family believes, you know, that she's seeing things, spirits, we don't have abilities and don't know how to mentor or coach her, and I just wonder if Eric had any advice, maybe for me or for Amaya. She's just so full of fear, and she's just a wonderful sweetheart.
Okay, Eric, are these bad spirits or just loving spirit guides and deceased loved ones and stuff like that?
Not that. That's the first thing that Eric wants to clarify, and I'm so glad that you called, and Eric is just saying that what we want to do right now is just dispel some of her fear, because he says, Mom, you're right that it's very common for children and for teenagers to have astral travel and for them to have sleep paralysis. And their body is not woken up to what their consciousness has. And so they're still kind of in that in-between state. Now, when this happens, Eric says that it's not uncommon to sense presence a little bit more, to sometimes see things in that state that are a bit more a bit clear compared to the way things would be in your waking state.
Yeah, well, so doesn't that make sense,
though?
I mean, that makes sense because you're partly out of your body into a different part, one foot in the other realm. So, of course, you're going to see spirits. But who are these spirits that she's seeing?
Well, there's
is it a grandfather?
There's a grandmother. A grandmother is present. Now, she's got a guide. There's actually, it's a male. He's taller. And he's I would call him like a humanoid. He's not been a human, but he has a human type form to him, which might be a little bit scary for her. But he's been there. He's not. There's nothing negative about him at all. He's actually watching over her. Yes. Why this is happening to the degree that it is because Amaya has a lot of ability. She's very, very open and experiencing this when, Eric says, when there's not framework around it, there is no book that says how to do this, step one, step two, step three. And the very first thing, and he says, abilities to support her isn't necessary. It's love and reminding her there's absolutely nothing to be afraid of, that there's nothing there that can hurt her, and that it's all her own state of mind. So first of all, let her know that there's nothing around her that is ill-willed. There's nothing around her to be afraid of.
Are they spirits who are helping her, right? Are they loving spirits that are there to help her?
They are, and they're trying to get her attention. And sometimes, Eric says, there can be spirits there that aren't, because time is not something that exists outside of Earth or outside of our dimension. And so there's not always this acknowledgement to it's sleep time or, you know, like to it's dark time or anything like that. So to her, it can feel really scary, and she's been going through this for a while. While fear can build up in own block. Fear can build up all of these things that she may not be hearing things a certain way, but she just, because I can see her hiding. I can see her pulling the blanket right up over her head at times.
Eric said to
just let her know that there's nothing to be afraid of. Eric is also coming to her and says that he will be around her. So what he's saying to you is, if you could show her a picture of Eric. He says, show her a picture, because he's going to project an image for her, or she may even see him in that state. So he wants her to know who he is and to understand who he is so that he can help her a little bit more. He also wants to let her know that there are animals around her too. So if she can breathe through it, he says if she is in sleep paralysis, all she has to do is just focus. And he's showing me a rabbit that is one of her spirit animals. And he says to visualize the rabbit and just take slow, deep breaths as she starts to come back together, as she starts to ground herself. He says that she's going to move past this. He's showing, so she's 17 right now, so it's going to take her a couple of years to really get like a grounding in this. But he says this is where her change is coming right now. So she might be finding it heightened a little bit at this point.
What about either grounding sheets or to put shungite crystals at the head of the bed, under the mattress and under the foot of the bed, and clear quartz on either side under the mattress? Would that help to
the grounding will help. He also says having her look up, have her Google ways to ground herself, because he's saying for her it would serve her better to go right out on the ground in bare feet and get right into the earth and start some sort of a practice for herself to connect herself with nature and connect herself with the spirit realm in a way that doesn't give her fear.
Yeah.
So with nature, with animals, with the outdoors, anything else like that, because he says that
can't she just say, y'all, I don't want y'all to show yourself to me while I'm trying to sleep?
She sure can.
Oh, good.
Everything is up to her. He says that there is a strength around her, and a lot of it has to do with her past, what she's going to do for the rest of her life. And he says that she's a leader because she will help other kids.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you.
All right, well,
thank you so much. You've given me a lot of good info.
Oh, my God, yeah. And I think that maybe this young girl could talk to you, Michelle, have a session with you and Eric. Mm-hmm. That'd be awesome.
Yes, I've got teenagers going through and have been through this too, Sharon. For sure, we could talk.
All right, so 914 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Hi, am I speaking to Dr. Meadows?
Yeah, you are.
Hello?
Alisa. Just call me Alisa. Hi.
Hi, Alisa. Hi. I'm actually kind of shaking because I've been following Channeling Eric for about a year, so I'm actually surprised that my call finally went through.
Oh, I'm
but,
so glad it did. What's your first name?
My first name is Jonathan. And I'm just curious because it's been such a difficult time, and I just wanted to know from Eric and Michelle specifically how my grandmother was doing, because she recently passed a couple of days ago. So I just wanted to know.
Oh, I'm so sorry. What's her first name, darling?
Her first name is Ruth.
Ruth. How's Ruth doing? Eric, can you get her?
Okay. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi,
Eric
Michelle.
Says hey to you. Okay.
Hi.
All right. So we're just we're gonna check on your grandma Ruth here. Was grandma
Where
having
she,
difficulty
what city did,
walking?
Oh.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear the question. I'm sorry.
Jonathan,
did she have trouble walking? Sorry.
Yeah.
Yes. She was completely, I would say, pretty much in that state where she was, you know, close to not walking. She had Alzheimer's and she was.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, because I'll tell you what, the very first thing I got is I can see feet and they are moving fast. And so the very first thing is I am moving. I am moving real fast. I am walking. Mm-hmm. I am well. And there's also, there's a gentleman that is with her. Would this be her husband? And there's also a small animal, looks like a cat.
Maybe that's my grandfather, but I'm not sure about the animal though. I might need to look through some pictures, but,
maybe it's a cat. He has a child.
It's
furry. You never know.
It could be a small dog as well, but it's got longer hair, a little bit of a longer fur. So check around with your family because it may have been somebody that had a connection because it's following along beside her. Like she's running ahead and I can see this little animal's feet running along beside her. She wants to talk about having acknowledgement to what was spoken to her. So did she slip into a coma in the last few days? Because she's giving having acknowledgement of being spoken to or hearing prayers about her, people talking about her. So she's giving acknowledgement to hearing that.
Oh my God. Yes. Yes. Cause before she passed, it was, maybe 2 days before she passed, it was her birthday. So we were all calling her on Zoom and we were able to see her through Zoom and we all wished her a happy birthday and we heard her acknowledgement and she said, thank you. Yes. So
yeah,
no,
yes.
She remembers
that. Yeah. You're gonna hear from her, Jonathan. She'll be visiting with you. She'll be coming back to visit and you'll know that it's her.
Is this little animal, is that some pet she had as a child? Or could it be from another life?
Eric is calling this a connection. So whether this was her animal at one point or somebody else, that it could have even been a neighbor or somebody close to her that she developed a connection with. Yeah, because he says that there's a soul connection between the two of them.
Mm.
So you might
as
maybe
a child.
She's older. She's not a child with this connection. I can feel it more in adult life at some point. So Jonathan, if you check around, and it's being brought up for a reason. So I imagine you'll get some validation in some way in the next little bit about that.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. You guys are awesome. And everything you guys do. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
All right, time to close up the show. I think we need to have more of these, you know, callers only. But you guys, look at this Michelle Gray. Isn't she amazing? You've got to go see her at The Healing, HEALINGH, and then dash, and then ART.com. Anyway, thank you guys. I guess I will continue
thank
the radio
you.
Show if you guys want me to, because it seems to help everybody. So I love you, Eric. I love you, Michelle. And I love you all.
Love
you guys
you, Mama.
Out there.
Love you, Lisa. Love you, everybody. Eric says, both big kisses. Love you, everybody.
Oh, thank you, baby. Have a great day tomorrow, Michelle.
Thanks.
God knows
happy
you deserve
Canada
it.
Happy Canada Day, Canadians. Thank you.
Yoo-hoo! Go Canada.
Woo!
Bye.
Bye.